Ezekiel chapter 23. The history of Israel in general, and that of Judah in particular, as the history of humankind itself, is the history that began in Eden itself. When dazzled by the attraction of the world, we turn away from the sweet presence and communion with God. Both this chapter and chapter 16 describe it as the shades of sexual attractions, not unlike those that today's technology delivers to our phones with a single click. With such a context, God calls them to drastic and intentional action because, as Edmund Burke is often credited with, the only thing necessary for the triumph of evil is for good men to do nothing. Perhaps expressing what John Stuart Mill had already said in 1867. Bad men need nothing more to compass their ends than that good men should look on and do nothing. Let our message be one of encouragement today to those who, by the grace of God, resist the alluring voice of the enemy of our souls and remain faithful like the salmon swimming upstream. Christians with Daniel's DNA who have proposed in their hearts not to defile themselves. Let our words of encouragement also go to those who raise their voices against the current of this world, some risking their jobs and others in their countries risking their own lives. Christians who, like Esther, are not afraid because who through their attitudes, their words, and their actions are saying, "And if I perish, I perish. Lord, I don't know what you have for me today, but I know whom I have believed in, and by your grace and power, nothing and no one will turn me away from your side. You will not leave me, and with your strength, I will not leave you either."